Here's a thought I'm titling Gear Overboard, and I'm indulging myself with a little bit of a walk down memory lane. It was exactly 50 years ago today that I was photographing at Haystack Rock on the Oregon coast. Back then, before it was a preserve, you could walk way out on the rocks, and I had done so and set up my tripod very precariously to photograph some of the tide pools. And then I realized I needed to use a longer lens. This was in my view camera days. And all of my lenses were coupled with the appropriate lens board. So I very carefully took off my normal lens, but had made a strategic mistake to attempt to do so while wearing my gloves. And that lens left my grip in a sort of esoteric slow motion. And slowly, at about 120 frames a second, started plunging towards the tide pool. Now keep in mind, I'm precariously balanced on the top of a rock, with mussels and starfish and other creatures that I'm walking on or trying to avoid walking on, and I don't have much room to maneuver. So as my lens plunged closer and closer to the seawater, there was nothing I could do but watch and lament the loss of this wonderful piece of equipment. I could see it down there, next to the starfish, underwater by about 3 feet. But I was about 6 feet above it on the rocks, and there was no way I could get down there and rescue it. And I thought, even if I did rescue it, with all that salt water, it would probably not be worth the effort. So I didn't. I left it there. And if you're interested in it, I could tell you exactly where it is. While my normal lens was getting accustomed to its new environment, I put on the long telephoto and made the picture I had hoped for. And, as it turned out, it was as depressing as my mood was with my lens at the bottom of the ocean. The sacrifice of the lens had not even given me a decent picture. And then there was the time I was on the edge of a huge overview in Arizona. It was a beautiful scene. And I pulled out my camera and my tripod, and I set everything up and made a picture, which I knew was going to be a winner, and carried all the gear back to the car, threw the backpack in the back seat, and promptly drove off with my very expensive carbon fiber tripod, enjoying the view by its lonesome self. After a drive of a couple of hours to the next place I wanted to photograph, I realized I'd forgotten to pack the tripod, so I drove all the way back to the overview, but the tripod was gone. Somebody out there has a lovely tripod that they found for free. The point of all of this? Well, I guess it's no more sophisticated than the realization that, as they say, poo-poo occurs. The best-laid plans of mice and men. We are, after all, only human. Need I go on, or should I simply end today's random thought with the knowledge of lost gear that I've missed over the years and the full understanding that I probably have more accidents like that waiting to happen in my future, because that's part of being a photographer. And ultimately, it behooves us to remember it's only stuff.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.